The Link Central Station in downtown Orlando is usually filled with people hopping on and off buses. On a recent Friday, it was even busier. People had come to look at the new Sunrail station and the two-level Bombardier Sunrail car, which was parked with its diesel-electric engines running. One of the spectators was Mark Dana.
It's pretty neat. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Think of using it for your daily commute?
No, I live and work downtown, so I'm already there, but yeah, I wish it would run on the weekends, actually, like later night service or something.
The Florida Department of Transportation will run the train for the first 7 years, and for the past few months, it's been rolling the train out to events like this to get people interested in riding it.
Wherever it comes, it's a magnet, and a lot of people just want to know more about commuting on Sunrail.
That's FDOT spokesman Steve Olson. Getting a population used to an unfamiliar mode of public transportation seems like a daunting task. So to get people on board, Sunrail's offering 2 weeks of free service starting May 1st. And when revenue service does start on May 19th, Olson says riding the train will be fairly simple. Riders can buy single-use tickets and reloadable Sun cards at kiosks at the station platforms and through authorized retailers. Sun cards give the rider unlimited trips for either 7 days, 30 days, or a year. Steve Olson again.
You would get to the station, you would use your Sunrail card. If it has value on it, you use the validators, you tap onto the train.
A validator is a pole on the platform that you simply tap with your ticket. Then you hop on the train. And when you arrive, remember to tap your ticket to the validator once again at the station, otherwise you'll be charged for the entire line. Conductors will check your ticket, but what about riders who don't pay up? Do they get thrown off the train?
We can't do that. I mean, we're working on, you know, what do you do if someone doesn't pay? There could be some consequences.
Train hoppers aside, Olson says that many other issues riders may have for those first few months are covered. Like, what do you do if your final destination isn't close to one of the 12 stops? Well, FDOT's been working with public transit authorities like Lynx and Votran to help Sunrail passengers travel the so-called last mile. Lynx spokesman Matt Friedman says routes have been changed to cater to Sunrail.
Prior to our April 13 service change, you only had one route that went to the Sanford station. Now you have four. Lake Mary, you've got one. Longwood, you have two, and so forth. So routes were augmented to make sure that there will be connection at every stop.
Navigating these bus routes can be tricky, but Lynx provides route information on each of the train platforms. And riders can also use their smartphone to plan out a route.
With every service change that we do, we provide our information to Google and Google Maps, and it's been very beneficial to us and to our riders.
And for riders who still have questions, Steve Olson says there will be ambassadors, people stationed on the platforms and in the trains to help.
To answer those questions and try to make that first experience, you know, during those weeks seamless.
With a new system as big and complex as Sunrail, there are bound to be hiccups, but transportation officials are hoping for a seamless rollout for a train that could transform mass transit in Central Florida. I'm Brendan Byrne, 90.7 News.